Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
16 years ago, actually almost... Well, this week, 16 years ago this week, we met our good friend Chad Moutre for the first time. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust ever since. Hey, Chad, happy anniversary, baby.
I didn't realize it was that. You haven't even have the exact date. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, we know. We're like baseball. We keep all the records. We've got your on-base percentage here, your earned run average, your base on balls. We got the whole thing here, so...
Thanks for the
16 years of great contribution you've made to us. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all that you've do as well. So thank you. Well,
and we've had some fun too, haven't we?
We have.
So let's talk about some of the information that you're collecting on as a chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturing. Chad Moutre, folks, is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I think you know that. So Chad, one of the things that I've been doing for over a year now is taking the pulse of small business owners, the farming sector, and with your reporting on manufacturing, on how the forbearance of those three major sectors are for what's being attempted with the trade agreements, with the pressure to try to get Europe, to try to get Canada, Mexico, China to come to the table to produce trade agreements that are fair for everyone. So on the forbearance scale, where is manufacturing right now?
I mean, I think I'll kind of give a mixed picture here. I think in general, manufacturers continue to be positive. So you saw in our most recent survey that came out in June, roughly 80% of our members are positive about their own company's outlook. So that's a pretty impressive, you know, 4 out of 5 mm-hmm. is a pretty impressive number. Now, that was down basically 10 percentage points from March, but still a decent figure. So I guess the positive news is there that when you ask companies about their own performance, they tend to be pretty upbeat about it, at least relative to what it was, say, a few years ago. At the same time, it did drop, and we've seen a pretty soft manufacturing production numbers have been weak this year so far. Employment, which was really strong last year, has slowed a little bit. This year,
has some of that slowed because they just ran out of people to hire? Because that's what's going on in a lot of places.
That's part of it. I mean, although as you know, we had an all-time high level of job openings last month, 509,000. So mm-hmm. you still have job openings out there, but we have seen the pace of hiring slow a little bit this year. Although we did have a good June figure. But I think, you know, it all kind of comes back to what I mentioned in the first segment, the slowing global economy, continuing uncertainties on the trade side. And when you have production and demand down a little bit, not shockingly, you see employment slow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think there's still a willingness to as the job openings numbers point out, and as we see, you know, still 50-year lows for the unemployment rate and other numbers, the labor market still is a bright spot, but it still has not turned negative for us as a sector, but it has definitely slowed.
But, you know, we're close to a position now, Chad, where we're hitting a – are we not hitting a staffing ceiling where even if the economy turned around and started growing at 3.5%, 4%, we couldn't staff up for that the economy would actually be – would be hitting a staffing headwind that would hold us back in growth? Aren't we close to that?
We definitely are, and you see it in a number of places. I mean, the housing numbers are probably the best example of that. You know, we have really disappointing
housing numbers
recently. And when you ask home builders why are those numbers weak, I mean, we have strong economy. Mortgage rates are almost a full percentage point lower than they were last November. And yet you still haven't really seen the housing market recover. And a large part of that is they can't find enough construction workers, right? I mean, affordability
here's how that's manifesting in a weird way, Chad. It's manifesting in significant inflation in new housing costs.
Because you had an all-time high for the median for the median price yesterday.
Yeah. But existing housing, though, is not keeping up with that. See, because of demographic issues, existing housing is not keeping up with the inflation of new home building. And so this is a scenario I've never seen in my life before.
And it's not just, I mean, I give housing because it's the best example, but, you know, every manufacturer I talk to says there's not enough truck drivers. In our sector, we continue to find talent. That's the number one issue on our survey for six straight quarters. Mm-hmm. You're starting to already see wage appreciation take place.
So much for artificial intelligence taking all of our jobs, right?
And in my view, it also hurts manufacturing, too. I mean, people ask me, has the skills gap issue, has that labor market hurt manufacturing in terms of the economic growth? And you know, we had a survey that came out last year. About 30% of our members said that they had to turn away business because they didn't have the staff to do it. So, and I think it's especially true for smaller manufacturers.
That kind of response drops directly to the GDP number, doesn't it?
It does. So it's holding back. It's definitely holding back activity. And this is not an issue that's going away anytime soon. I mean, as those job numbers tell you.
Let me throw another one in here, Chad, as we go to a break, and I'm going to throw in another one on top of what we just talked about. I'm predicting that the lack of trust in our digital leverage, in increasing digital leverage, the lack of being able to trust the players and being able to use digital leverage without trust, I'm saying that that's going to be a headwind of its own. That eventually we're going to, if we can't resolve the trust issue in our digital leverage, that's going to be an economic headwind. Last thoughts.
I mean, I think that's definitely true. Certainly manufacturing is moving pretty aggressively into using those disruptive technologies, but there's got to be a trust factor.
And we don't have that yet. We have not figured that out yet, Chad. Hold on to that thought, Chad Moutrie, NAM.org, right? NAM.org.
That's correct.
That's where he is, at the National Association of Manufacturing. They've got a new report out, folks, on aging of the workforce. He'll talk about that after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.